The creation of woman from Adam's rib for man. One of the main reasons for misogynistic views about women is the belief that Eve was created from Adam's rib for Adam, which is common in Jewish and Christian beliefs. Unfortunately, this misogynistic approach has also influenced Islamic thought. But does this perspective accord with Islam and the Quran? First of all, if you hold the Quran as the only reliable source of Islam, and if you believe that secondary sources contradicting the Quran should be excluded from Islamic practices, just like I do, then you can easily state that all beliefs contradicting the Quran are wrong. Now, let us look at the claim of woman's creation from man. To be exact, from the rib of man, from a Quranic perspective. The Quran states that man and woman are created from the same kind, nefs vahide, and rejects woman's creation from man. Surah Nisa, verse 1. O mankind, be conscious of your sustainer, who has created you out of one kind, nefs vahide, and out of it created its mate, and out of the two spread abroad a multitude of men and women. I must emphasize again that there is not a single verse of the Quran stating or implying that woman was created from man. Not only is there no claim in the Quran that Eve was created from Adam, but even the name Eve also is not mentioned. Even though the Quran's approach is so clear on this issue, with hadiths like the following, the belief of woman's creation from man has been transferred into Islam from Christian and Jewish traditions, which is called Israiliyat in Islamic literature. By the way, I want to remind you, by Islam, I mean not the Islam sent by God as a religion, but the structure adopted by many Muslims believing to be God's words. The hadith is as follows. Treat women well, because woman was created from a rib. The most crooked part of a rib is its upper part. If you try to straighten it up, you will break it. If you let it be, it will always be crooked. Then treat woman well. I believe that these fabricated words and belief systems should be excluded from revealed Islam, and practiced Islam should be reshaped according to God's words as revealed in the Quran. Now, let us look at the claim of woman's creation for man. There is no single verse or a phrase in the Quran that states or implies that women are created for men either. Rather, the Quran states that all people with no distinction of sex have been created for no reason but to worship God, as chapter 51, verse 56 of the Quran says. I did not create the jinn and the humans except to worship me. The word worship in the verse expresses all kinds of relations between God and mankind. All the deeds carried out by believers to receive God's mercy, from helping the poor to being just, from fasting to contemplating God, are part of worshiping in a broad sense. Those bound to worship have been called humans in the verse, with no distinction between women and men. And when you look at the Quran in its entirety, not only can you find no expression that might support the claim that women were created for men, but there is also the danger that this view might harbor polytheism, shirk, which is the greatest sin in Islam. Neither woman nor man exist for each other, but the only reason for their existence is for God. Replacing existing for God with existing for man is an unacceptable approach.